नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
प्रपन्नं विरथं गीतं नारीपं अंति धर्मवि। तो क्षत्रिय फाइट इट इज नॉट ऑर्डिनरी फाइट लाइक कैट्स एंड डॉग। द कैट्स एंड डॉग ऑफ द फाइट एंड द क्षत्रिय इन द बैटल फील्ड ऑफ कुरुक्षेत्र अंडर द गाइडेंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड वे आर नॉट द सेम। Sometimes in the foreign countries, they do not know, they simply know fight means cats and dogs fight. No. Therefore the question, so why Krishna induced Arjuna to fight? Certainly, they do not know there is fight on the principle of religion. That is real fight. Otherwise, fight whimsically, that is animals fight, cats and dogs fight. So when there is fight on religious principles, there are different rules and regulations. One has to observe this. Rules and regulations. Just like striking the enemy, it should not come down the west. You can strike the enemy from head to the west, not below that. That is illegal. Similarly, when the enemy is like this, matta, pramatta, unmatta, one after another. Matta means careless, inattentive. So, if by chance, by inattentiveness, one does something wrong, he should not be considered as any. He is careless, he should be chastised, but not even if his enemy is not subjected to being killed. Now, similarly, pramatya, pramatya means constitutionally he is not mad, but by some external influence one has become mad like. He is called pramatta. Just like in this material world, almost every man, 99.9%, they are all pramattas. For example, pramatta tasya nidhanam pasannapi na pasyati. In the Bhagavata it is said that we are depending, we are thinking, I am sure. Why? I have got very good wife. I am sure to live very peacefully or happily. Or I shall not die. Because I have got very good wife, faithful wife. Similarly, I have got very good husband, or very good friend, or I am born in a very big nation, so on, so on. Security. Because security is a problem. Everyone in this material world should have got four problems. How to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to become secure, secured. The animal is also working very hard for this four principle, and the man is also working very hard. That is common. But that is not security. Because I have got very good means of living, very good means of sleeping, nice house, and very good wife, and very good bank balance, and good government, therefore I am secure. That is nonsense. Pramath. That is called Pramath. When he does not know that at any moment Jamaraj can come and kick him out from this position. At any moment. Mittu sarva harashtraham. Jamaraj is the representative of Krishna, the servant of Krishna. He is Vaishnava. Jamaraj, he is very much afraid of Jamaraj. But he is Vaishnava. Not only Vaishnava, but he is one of the Mahajana. Mahajana jina gatasya pantha. He is Mahajana in this sense. All the sinful living entities are brought before him, and according to the gravity of criminality, sinful action, he manifests. It's like magistrate. Before the magistrate, all criminals are brought in, and he considers the gravity of the case, and according to the case, somebody is hanged, somebody is put into the jail for 3 years, somebody for 6 years, somebody for 6 months. That is Jamaraj. So, that is, he is also Dharmavit. His name is Dharmaraj. Not that because he is punishing, since his only business is to punish. But still he is Dharmara, Dharmavit. He knows how to punish a person on religious principle. So, we are in this material world, we are Pramukh. We are thinking, this material condition should save me. That is Pramukh. Half mad. Crazy. We are thinking, Vehapatra Palatraji Su. I am thinking I am very strong body. Cannot achieve self-realization. Now some of us, big sannyasi, he took it that unless you become very strong and stout, by eating meat and exercise, gymnastics, you cannot understand spiritual life. This is their interpretation. But that is not the fact. Bolo. Bolo means Balaram. Do you think that because you are very strong and stout, a big wrestler with muscles, you live? No. For Jamaraj, there is no consideration that here is a weak person, lean and thin, and here is a very strong person. Therefore, the strong person should be left over, and the lean and thin will be taken to Jamaraj. No. When the time will come, the lean and thin may be spared, but the strong man may be immediately. So this rascal now, that by exercise, people are very much attached to the body. We have seen everywhere, especially in European, they are very much attached to make this body stout and strong. And in the morning, you'll find, here also you'll find, they're running, to make the bodies. As if the strong body will save him from death. This is rascalness. Therefore, Pramukh. Crazy. You do not say that you remain very weak, reason to know. You should maintain this body properly, but not that is my only business. How to maintain this body? There is pramat. So these are some of the examples of pramat. He does not know. Pramatya. Deha patta kalatradishu. Deha, body. One is feeling secure. I have a very strong body. I shall live forever. That's called pramatya. That is not possible. Deha and apatta. Apatta means sons. Oh, I have got so many nice sons, very earning, very obedient. Therefore, Jamaraj will not touch me. No. That is not possible. There is a very joking story in Bengal. The gaye guma kle jom charena. Gu means stool. So one intelligent person, he thought, I shall be free from the touch of Jamaraj by one tactics. What is that? Stool is very obnoxious. Nobody comes to stool. So let me smear my body, whole body, with stool. So that Jamaraj is not come and touch me. Gayamuk gumakle jom charat. This is another promise. That pleasing fellow. That he is thinking, by keeping myself dirty and obnoxious, Jamaraj is a gentleman, he will not come and touch me. This is another promise. So, deha apatta kalatra. Kalatra means wife. Oh, I have got such a nice wife. And she will pray to Jamaraj, please excuse my husband, just like Nala Damayanti. Sabitri Sattavan. The Sabitri saves her husband from the hands of Jamaraj. That's a long story, if you take much time. So therefore, I have got such a nice chaste wife, she will save me from the Jamaraj hands. Then I can speak shortly that Savitri Satyavan was to die on the marriage day. But Savitri was attached to Satyavan. So, her father, mother said that you don't marry this boy, he will die on the very day of his marriage. So, love is blind. She said, he still has something. So, she married, and the husband died. So, Jamaraj came. So, she pleased the Jamaraj, and Jamaraj being pleased, said, my dear girl, you will have a very good son. Because every girl expects some son. So Jamaraj gave him the benediction, this will have a very nice son. Then his husband was dead, and now she prayed for a good son, yes. And Jamaraj gave him benediction. Yes, he will have good son. First of all, she pleased Jamaraj by prayer, and then Jamaraj asked, what do you want? Say, a very good son. All right, you will have good son. Then the Jamaraj was taking her husband, and she was going behind. Then Jamaraj said, your husband cannot be returned. He is dead. It is my duty. I am taking. Why you are coming? Following me. Now you say that I will have a son. So if you are taking my husband, I will have sons. But Jamaraj came to his senses. I have done a mistake.
Then all I take your husband. Huh? So, these are their instances, but don't think that because you are very clever and you will be untouched by Jamaraj. No. Vihapatrapalatra bhishu asaksu asak. Nobody is safe. Asak. This material world is like that. Asak means temporary. Everything. This body is temporary. Your body is temporary. This life is temporary. Tatha dehantara prati, Krishna says. You have to change. It may be for 50 years, 60 years, atma khande. Still, you have to change. But, therefore, asat. Asatoma. Sadgama. This is basic insight. Don't be attached to these awesome temporary things. That is called vairagya. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. If one wants to learn how to become vairagi, no attachment for this material, then he must take to devotionals. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yoga. That is, bhakti yoga means vairagya. No attachment for this material world. One is actually attached to Krishna. He must no attachment for this material world. That is the sign. Automatically, the jnanis, the yogis, the kurmis, they do not want this, no attachment. They want more and more attachment. The jnanis, they want Brahma Sattva Jagan Mitha. Detached. But bhakta, without any endeavor, because he develops attachment for Krishna, he automatically gives us attachment for this material. Bhakti parasana bhava virakti annatrasya. This is the symptom how one has become attached with this material world. If I am trying under the power of becoming bhakta and trying to gather some material profit, that is not bhakti. That is very dangerous. So in this way, there are so many things in the material world, we take it for acceptance that these things will save me. He is a pramatta. Pramatta means crazy, half mad. And the full mad is unumatta. Full mad. He becomes naked. That is one of the symptoms of unumatta. He will remain naked. So, these men, matta, pramatta, unumatta, just see how the rules and regulations are there. this pramatta, dehapatta palatradi flu, sasuopi, tasta nidhanam pasannapi na pasat. Pramatta, that body. Pramatta, tasta nidhanam pasannapi na pasat. He is seeing every day that this gentleman had very good wife, this gentleman had very nice son, very good family, but they are dying, so who will protect him? He's thinking that my children, my wife, my friends will save me, but they have died. So how will he be protected? So nobody can protect anyone. That is not possible. Everyone has to take care of himself. This world is like that. Don't depend. Only Krishna can protect you. Nobody. If you know this, then you are not promised. And if you do not know this, if you are reluctant, then you are promised. Only Krishna. Krishna therefore says, he gives assurance. Sarvadharmān parityajya māmekaṁ sarvam śrīlaṁ sarva-bhūtānāṁ. I am the friend of everyone. I can give you this. Aham tva sarva pape mamapte.
So you have to take care of that. A Krishna, agar yer mamapte raste, muha.
Krishna giving advice that do this. But we are ourselves, pramatta.
We think that my son will give me protection, my wife will give protection, my friend will give me protection, my government will give protection.
All these are nonsense, pramatta. This is the meaning of pramatta, just that one. Pramatta tasya nidhanam pasyannapi. Another pramatta is
those one mad after sense
Nunanga pramatta kuruti vikaram. There is another verse. Nunanga pramatta. Those are pramatta. Those have no responsibility of life. Sometimes unnecessarily stealing and doing so many wrong things. Vikaram. Why? Na pramatta. He is also crazy. Nunam pramatta kuruti vikarma. And why he is taking the risk of being punished? Suppose one man is stealing. He will be punished. Either by the laws of the state or by the laws of nature or God. He will be punished. He can escape the laws of the state, but he cannot escape the laws of the nature of God. It is not possible. They say the laws of nature. If you infect some disease, so you have to be punished. You suffer from that disease. That is punishment. You cannot escape. Similarly, anything you do, karanam gunasangas, if you live like a cat and dog, that is infection. Guna, the modes of ignorance. Then you next time you become a door. You might be punished. This is law of nature. So, therefore, one who does not know all these laws, he commits so many sinful activities. Vikarma. Karma, vikarma, akarma. Karma means what is prescribed. Guna karma. Guna karma, vibhaga. Karma means as it is in the Shastra, as you have developed a certain type of modes of nature, your karma is according to that. Brahman karma, Kshatriya karma, Vaishya karma, so if you follow, that is the duty of the spiritual master in Shastra to designate when he is brahmachari that you work like this. You work like a Brahman. You work like a Kshatriya. You work like a Vaishya. Another Sudra. So, this division is made by the spiritual master. How? Jasya hi yadrakhanam proktam varnadhu mandakam. The spiritual master will say that you work like this. So, that's spiritual. That is karma. Guna karma. Spiritual master sees that he has these qualities. That is natural. That's why in school, college, somebody is being trained up as a scientist, somebody is trained up as an engineer, as a medical man, as a lawyer. They are according to the tendency, practical psychology. So, of the student, he is advised that you take this life. Similarly, these four divisions of the society. It is very scientific. So, by the instruction of the guru, when he is in the guru pool, he will be specified a particular type of duty. And if he does it faithfully, sakarmana tamam, the real purpose is Krishna consciousness. And according to his guna and karma, he is engaged in a particular occupational duty. No, nothing is bad, provided it is meant for कृष्णा सेटिस्फैक्शन। अतः पुण्य विज श्रेष्ठ वर्णाश्रम विभाग, वर्णाश्रम विभाग और मस्त गया, बट वट इज द एम ऑफ वर्णाश्रम? सिंपली बाई बिकमिंग ब्राह्मण इज सक्सेसफुल? नो, nobody can become successful unless he satisfies Krishna. That is real success. That's why Arjuna did. By the military art, he satisfied Krishna. Similarly, by your Vaishyavritti, Kisi Guruksha Manitam, you can satisfy Krishna. By your Brahman Vritti, you can satisfy Krishna. Even by your Sudra Vritti, you can satisfy Krishna. That possibility is here. Krishna says, Satarumanatamam Pras. The aim should be how to satisfy Krishna. Doesn't matter whether you are a Brahman or a Kshatriya. Krishna confers it. Apite Sudhudata. Mani Pasa Papasitya Jetishu Papajona. Papajana means below the Vaishyas, the Sudra, they are a Papajana. Vaishyas also. Siya Sudra Tatha Vaishya. So there is no impediment to approach Krishna because you are a Sudra, Chandar, a Roman, or Vaishya. No, everyone can. That facility is there. Therefore, our duty should be, never mind in whichever position I am posted, let me satisfy Krishna. It is not that, suppose we are worshipping deity, that is the duty of Brahma. But somebody is called that you cleanse this floor. So he should not think that I am cleansing the floor, therefore I am lower than the person who is directly worshipping the deity. No. Krishna's pleasure want. If Krishna sees that by washing the floor, you are doing very nicely, Krishna is pleased. Very nice. Similarly, one man is decorating Krishna's garland and Krishna is pleased. That is the main part. Not that because you are on the deity's room, you are very elevated and the other man who is cleansing the door is not elevated. No. Sri Vigrahara Dhananitranana Singara Tanvandiramaja. They are all equal. In whichever position you are, simply your endeavor should be how to please Krishna. That is one. Sakaronatamam Pasya. Also it is said, Atapangli Digasesta Varnasama Vibhaga. Because generally we take divisions, Varna Nasama. So, Sutta Goswami says in the meeting of my Nisharan, Atapangli Digasesta. They are all big, very learned scholars and Brahmins. So they are addressing. Vidya-shrestha. Vidya means Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya. The one who has got the right to take the sacred thread, they are called Vidyas. But out of the three, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, the Brahmana is called Vidya-shrestha. Therefore, he addressed Atapungi Vidya-shrestha, Varnasama Vibhavasa, Sanusitasya Dharmas, Sanusiddhi Para, Ritojana, Sanusiddhi. Never mind what you are. Either you may be sannyasi, or may be Grihastha, or may be Brahmachari, or a Brahman, a Kshatriya, or Vaishya, never mind. Try to satisfy Krishna. Try to please Krishna. Then your life is successful. Otherwise, you are pramatta. Nulam pramatta kuruti vipar. So long you shall remain a pramatta, you shall act just opposite function and you will be entangled. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, jagyarthe karma annatra karma bandhana. If you do not work for pleasing Krishna,
then that work will entangle you in the cycle of birth and death. Thank you very much.